sun. Then you grab it and run. You try to tug his sleeve one day, your hopes are high. He'll turn around and walk away, but still you try, still you try. Long Daddy Green likes to disappear, pretend that he is nowhere near. Then he'll come tap at your window and scratch at your screen. He sure can be mean, Long Daddy Green. He sure can be mean, Long Daddy Green.
Satisfy my special yen. Some guy walks up and says, "Try this, dude. That'll cost you 10. "No way, Jose," I said to him. "That's not what I'm looking for." It's kind of embarrassing, man, but I need to score a few items from a health food store. I guess you're not the one to ask, huh? I'll check out somebody else. I don't need some smelly weed smoking up my clothes, and none of that strange white powder pleased to be poking up my nose. But I guess I must confess I'm desperate to make a score. "Excuse me, ma'am, could you direct me to the nearest health food store? Take your stash of pills and trash and dump them down the drain, and keep those hypodermic thrills, 'cause I ain't into pain. But I suspect that I'll connect with the fix I'm looking for. Excuse me, ma'am, could you direct me to the nearest health food store? Put some parsley and spinach and celery right into my carrot juice. Stir some blackstrap in my herbal tea and call that drug abuse. No chili shakes or sweaty aches. I don't want to have to withdraw. Excuse me, ma'am, could you direct me to the nearest health food store? I'm a stranger in your little town, and I'm really at a loss. There were no yellow pages at my motel, and so I'm out here bearing my cross. I know y'all must have a health food store, or two, or three, or four. It's essential that we get me quick to the very nearest health food store." "Those organic figs, that'll really make my day. And a pound of lecithin granules, please. You can use them anyway. Some seeds and stuff, I guess that's enough, unless you can think of something more. It was really nice of you, man, to personally escort me to your very own health food store. Now listen, I got a gig downtown tonight, and I sure hope I see you. I'm playing lean, singing clean, and you know what I owe that to. Just a good piano and a microphone, they let me have the floor. But to keep me wise, I gotta have my supplies from your local health food store. I don't smoke or chew, and I don't sniff glue, and I don't go with girls that do. But I dig you, you're a health nut too. So let's get acquainted over a cup of ginseng brew, me and you. I sprinkle kelp over my steamed veggies, pour Dr. Bronner's on my greens. I like wheat germ with my cereal, I like brown rice with my beans. So if you like my honey style, you can take me off the shelf. Let's do the health thing, baby, 'cause I'm a health food nut myself. I'm pumping iron and potassium, I'm a health food nut myself. If making love is healthy, babe, you're a health food nut yourself.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the post-initial radio obituary is for Belinda Sykes, vocalist and co-founder of the early music ensemble Juggleressa. She sang with many ensembles, and she played oboe in King's Consort, BBC Symphony Orchestra, Age of Enlightenment, and the Hanover Band, among other groups. She just passed away at 55. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Belinda Sykes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A vera zonno bella, rorem stilanzet bella, Maria Maristella, medicinalisella, ei mater et puella te quarentium, inimisi seda bella post exilium, o copsecra in procella regem omnium, tu pro nobis interpella tuum filium.
Radio obituary is for Keith Allison, the singer and guitarist, best known for his time playing with Paul Revere and the Raiders. But he also worked with Ringo Starr, the Monkees, and the Beach Boys over the years, among many others. He just passed away at 79. It's the next radio obituary for Keith Allison, starting with a little something for our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi, I'm Keith Allison.
And I'm Freddie Weller. on, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. You just leave my woman alone. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. You just leave my woman alone. Well, I know you got lots of money. But if I ever see my little girl in your new car, I'm gonna do some work on you. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. If you don't, won't you? Don't have to get into trouble. You just leave.
Thank you. walking on bands.
They've been walking on bands.
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, PA.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
And around the Frisco Bay.
Around the Frisco Bay.
All over St. Louis.
All over St. Louis.
Way down in New Orleans.
All in New Orleans.
All the cats wanna dance.
Good Louisiana mama.
Sweet little 16.
I get that last note in.
Your lungs are better than mine, Jerry.
What kind of...
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Mick Rock, the British photographer known for photographing many rock acts, including Queen, David Bowie, T-Rex, Lou Reed, Iggy Pop, the Sex Pistols, and the list goes on and on and on. He just passed away at 72. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Mick Rock, starting with something that he photographed for someone who used to fill in for Bubbles in the Think Tank back on the WAIF version of the program, Nelson Slater. And that's for you right here in the cleanup radio obituary at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Joe Siracusa, the last living member of Spike Jonze's backing bands. Back in 1946, when Spike Jonze played the Cleveland Palace Theater, he was accosted backstage by a young man who auditioned on the spot to join the band. He was a drummer and was hired and toured the world for the next 6 years in the City Slickers. He even appeared on NBC's All-Star Review in 1952. By the mid-50s, he had transitioned to a career in animation. He edited everything from Popeye to Looney Tunes to Muppet Babies over the next 3 decades. Joe Siracusa just passed away at 99. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary with the only thing that he recorded with Spike Jonze right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea, belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. String beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Yes, we know you got the bananas. We know you got a banana today, but 1 minute, we got a new kind of garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you got a bananas. Hey, why you? We know you got a bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that enough a banana? Now what good is a banana split? Oh, we have a muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Pip, pip, cheerio, and Arthur Treacher. Yes, we ain't got bananas. We
ain't got bananas today. We got pickles and cracks, we got bagels and lox, a bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious knishes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos and jam. You should pardon the expression, we even got ham. But yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
La da 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 dee, la da da da. La da.
Just a quick reminder that your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he still wants to poll you with the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll so we can find out what we need to be doing during the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up next week, 1 week from tonight. Go take the poll over at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/2021obits with a capital O. bit.ly 2021obits, capital O. Go take the poll. help us out, and then listen next week for the radio obituaries. But now for the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary, it's for Jim Pembroke, the British musician who was a vocalist in the Finnish progressive rock band Wigwam. Before moving to Finland in 1965, he played with the London group Taverners Guild, but once he got to Finland, he found himself in some demand gigging on an ad hoc basis with various lineups such as the Beatmakers and later on the Pems. He joined the blues section in 1967, recording a blues, jazz, pop, fusion album now considered seminal in Finnish rock. Jim Pembroke just passed away at 75. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Among the singers on the movie screen, the Negroes are the best ever heard and seen. Among the singers on the movie screen, the Negroes are the best ever heard and seen. Martin Downey went to a singing school, but the Four Mills brothers, they're sweet and cool. And I ain't got nobody, Lord, and nobody cares for me. Well, Bing Crosby was interesting, starring in the picture We Are Not Dressing. For instance, on the ship the princess near died, when he grew to her, his song called me. And on the beach he made his name, singing of thy neighbor, but I still prefer to hear the Four Mills brothers sing. I ain't got nobody, Lord, and nobody cares for me. Nerve is a Rudy Valley, but for voice control, Mr. Bing Crosby. Front of Mr. Pictures, we know Bela Lugosi. Relaxation, we all but cozy. Mae West, of course, is a bay-faced singer, but still prefer to hear the Four Mills brothers singing.
I ain't got nobody, nobody cares for me.
For those of you who've seen the big broadcast, Cat Calloway, he was unsurpassed. But when his orchestra starts syncopating, he got so peppy that he started shimmying. And when he did his I-D-I, Alalala was accompanied by the Four Mills brothers singing.
I ain't got nobody, nobody cares for me.
Pushing up peas, pushing up cabbage. under the trees, but don't stop if you're happy. R.S., they won't catch you. Don't stop if you're happy, Horace. No flies on you. Auntie Ivy was poisoned by spiked cream cakes. So tell us what you're gonna do. Oh, for Christ's sake, don't stop. You're happy, pappy. It won't catch you. Don't stop if you're happy, hurry. No flies on you.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Leslie Bricus, the British composer, lyricist, and playwright who worked on theater musicals and wrote theme music for films. He's best known for writing the music and lyrics for films including Dr. Dolittle, Goodbye Mr. Chips, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and songs for James Bond films including Goldfinger and You Only Live Twice. He just passed away at 90. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Leslie Bricus right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rock and roll, baby, in the top 10. Disc jockeys play you again and again. But if your next disc isn't a hit, you can drop dead, they won't care a bit. Rock and roll, sweetheart, make the girl shriek. Though you may earn $1,000 a week, that's 'cause they love you. But if they don't, try to earn 10 quid, bet you you won't. Rock and roll, darling, disc made of gold. Though you are only 13 years old, one day your fans may not be so keen. You may be through before you're 14. Rock and roll lover, always be true. True to your public, 'cause they love you. Their loyal devotion will never stop, as long as you remain right at the top. Rock and roll, baby, if you should fall, down will come, baby, fans, clubs and all. But they'll be loyal all over again the moment you get back in the top 10. That's how they'll think of you.
As jury foreman, I'd like to remind you all that we will not be allowed out of this room except to go to the usual offices until we have reached a decision. Now, what is your opinion? Gentlemen, I said, what is your opinion? Gentlemen, may I please have somebody's opinion? Will you please put those photographs down and give me your opinion?
Ciao Federico!
Ciao, come stai Vittorio, eh?
And you, you're not filming at the Cinecittà anymore, perché?
Too many cheaters and not enough cine, you know? I've been asked to make my next film in England. It's all about the decadence of high society, a sort of English dolce vita.
What are you calling this one? 9 3/4?
No, this one is a farce.
E come?
Farce, you know, farce.
Oh, yeah.
It will be called Last Year in Mandy's Bed.
Un,
salsa for you. Oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at, getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-doo.
Doopa-dee-doo.
You are still with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for
Franco Cherry,
the Italian guitarist and double bassist. He played for jazz greats including Chet Baker, Dizzy Gillespie, Billie Holiday, Jerry Mulligan, Django Reinhardt, and the Modern Jazz Quartet. He just passed away at 95. It's the penultimate radio obituary for
Franco Cherry
right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Grosse palme e fragili bambù, c'è un paese di giraffe, tutte laureate, tutte sangue blu, ma fra tutte la più bella, forse Gagarella, forse un po' Shishi, è la bionda Pasqualina che vi presentiamo qui. La giraffa Pasqualina, quando s'alza la mattina, fa un bagnetto nel laghetto tra i verdi bambù. Poi si sdraia sull'erbetta, pian pianino senza fretta, prende il sole in costumino, a pallini rossi e blu. Verso l'una prende un bitter, poi beve un caffè. Caffa pasqualina, alla sera un po' stanchina, beve un po' di camomilla, poi di corsa va a dormir. Pasqualina, alla sera un po' stanchina, beve un po' di camomilla, poi di corsa va a dormir.
And tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Ralph Carmichael, the American composer and arranger of both secular pop music and contemporary Christian music. He is known as the father of contemporary Christian music. He was the son of a Pentecostal minister who allowed him to play the violin and listen to the radio, and he said, "I was captivated by the chordal explosions I heard on the radio, and I felt a sadness that we didn't have that in our church. Our church orchestra sounded weak and terrible by comparison. It was embarrassing. Why? Why did we have to settle? Why couldn't we use those gorgeous rhythms, sweeping strings, brass, and stirring chords? That started to control everything I did." In 1951, he was invited to score a film for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. In all, he scored 20 of their films, including the funky urban soundtrack for the 1970 film The Cross and the Switchblade. By the late 1950s, secular producers had taken note of his radio and film work and invited him to assist the composer on the television sitcom I Love Lucy. And then he was soon arranging music for shows like Bonanza, The Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Show, and also for Rosemary Clooney. He even scored the science fiction film The Blob. Ralph Carmichael just passed away at 94. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary, starting with not one of those songs, but a song that says to young child Belinda's brain, it's the day before a holiday at school, and they're trying to keep us under control at 2 p.m. until the buses come. That's what this song is to me, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, now, friends, just lend an ear, for you're now about to hear the ballad of Cat Ballou. It's a song that's newly made, and Professor Sam the Shade and the Sunrise Kid are singing it for you. Cat Ballou. Cat Ballou. It's a hanging day in Wolf City, Wyoming, Wolf City, Wyoming, 1894. They're gonna drop Cat Ballou through the gallows floor. She killed a man in Wolf City, Wyoming, Wolf City, Wyoming, killed a man, it's true. And that is why they're hanging, hanging Cat Ballou. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou, she's mean and evil. With her outlaw band, they're now telling a story, now telling a story, how she rode the plane, the wildest gal in the West since Calamity Jane. And today, the day that she's going to glory, she's going to glory for the way she sent. There'll be a speed in her soul on the wayward wind. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
She's mean and evil through and through. Cat-Baloo, Cat-Baloo. She's mean and evil through and through.
This is the start of the large, dark aardvark song.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is a large, dark aardvark in the park. They say he's missing from the zoo. And the police are looking high and low, but they have not seen him, have you? Why did he go? Oh, I'll tell you the reason. 'Cause it's aardvark mating season. When an aardvark makes a date, he sneaks right through that old zoo gate. So if you see two aardvarks necking in the park, don't upset their apple cart. Do not be a spy. You're not the FBI, and you should never break an aardvark's heart.
This is the second chorus of the aardvark song.
To be an aardvark is not easy, folks, 'cause all you get to eat is ants. And all the other animals make jokes at your attempts to find romance.
Very funny.
Nobody laughs at hippopotamuses or at fat rhinoceroses. But an aardvark makes them howl, because he's neither fish nor fowl. He's like a kangaroo in love with a gnu, and that's what makes the zoo folks laugh. All of this is so, and here is how I know. I'm your friendly neighborhood giraffe.
And that nearly wraps up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Ralph Carmichael, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the next DJ live on the air. But we'll be back here next week with the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Make sure you go take the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll right now. Go to bit.ly/2021obits with a capital O. That's bit.ly/2021. Obits with a capital O. Go do it. Let us know what you want to hear retrospected next week, and we'll be back with a classic clip show the Saturday following Thanksgiving. That's next week, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. I dreamed I went to hillbilly heaven, and you know who greeted me at the gate? The old cowboy philosopher himself, Will Rogers. He said to me, he said, "Tex, the big boss of the riders up here has asked me to kind of show you around. Right over yonder's a couple of your old compadres." My, was I glad to see him. Carson Robinson and the Mississippi Blue Yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. He introduced me to Wiley Post, and he showed me the Hall of Fame with all the gold guitars and fiddles hanging on the wall. Then he said, "Tex, step over this way. There are two more of your friends I know you'll want to see. They're waiting for you." And there they were, standing side by side and smiling at me. Hank Williams and Johnny Horton. I met stars in hillbilly heaven.
about it now. Then I ask him who else he expected within the next, say, 100 years. He handed me a large book covered with stardust. Will called it the Big Tally Book. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Red Foley, Ernest Tubb, Gene Autry, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie, Eddie Dean, Andy Griffith, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter.
Wow.
Tex Ritter. Oh, well, that's when I woke up. And I'm sorry I did, because I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven.
Oh, what a beautiful sight.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.